Hey everyone, great show today. Last show before Christmas, we covered the Solana pump and recent NFT dump that has been going on and whether it's time to buy the dip. We also talked about Ethereum waking up and having additional price action in addition to Pepe and some other meme coins. And we also had some fun with Nick falsely reporting the Moonbirds acquisition rumor last night, which was a lot of fun. Enjoy the show and have a great holiday weekend. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the NFT Morning Show. This is the last show before Christmas on Monday. We got Easy warming up in the 30-degree Connecticutian weather. And today we are going to discuss Solana smooching, flirting with $100 and what this means for Solana NFTs after the little overnight dump that we saw and whether or not Ethereum is showing signs of life as it's getting close to its 2023 high and the latest token airdrops that have been announced over the last 24 hours. Before we get started, I want to offer a formal apology from everyone at the Nifty. What happened yesterday was not in behalf of the Nifty Metaverse Incorporated, but on a rogue news reporter that we had. Nick, anything that you would like to add on that statement?
We've since let the news reporter go. They were out of control, out of line with these reports. They cited multiple sources, and we finally got a hold of those sources, and none of them were accurate.
Yeah, just really unprofessional behavior.
It might have been accurate.
Our news reporter, we had a conversation with it. Nick, actually, I would like to have an intervention because I think you're trading your fixation on being the AVAX Admiral has affected your performance at the Nifty in the last 2 weeks. The newsletter this morning, it was yesterday's. I feel bad for our listeners because we strive. Hey, look at me, dude. You know how much money I've given them? You know how many profits I've left on the table because I'm focused on providing the highest quality news to our audience? And that's just out the window. I'm losing money out here for the performance of the job, and I don't feel like you're matching that.
You realize there's a raffle that's about to be, not raffle. It's a pooch prize parlor. What is it called?
Not a raffle, a giveaway.
It's the pooch prize plaza is what Nick is referring to. And if anyone's not aware, that is the, we are giving away a Bored Ape Kennel Club that was bought last weekend after Gordon Garner, co-founder of Yuga Labs, purchased a Bodago.
That's going to happen live on this show a little more than 30 minutes from now. It actually will happen at 9:45. But if you want, to participate, there's 1,713 spots remaining out of the 100,000. So if you want to still participate, I also want to apologize to the few people who were actively placing offers that resulted in them having negative bonus balances. I'll be resolving that bug. And don't worry, there's going to be more things that you're going to be able to get with bones. But I don't, outside of that, Clemente, no, I don't feel like I'm not apologetic about pretty much anything other than the fact that we got information from a source who I trust, who's come with to us with previously mostly accurate information. He or she also, or they, depending on your selection of pronouns, may have gotten some inaccurate stuff in the past as well, in addition to accurate things. And so that's why you never know when you're rolling with this information. But the newsroom person who decided that I should go live with this should probably take credit for it, whoever that may be.
Got it. Yeah, and you also were community noted yesterday.
That was the first time that ever happened, which is pretty exciting. I'm pretty stoked about that. I also noticed that my blue check is gone because I let my iOS subscription lapse, and so now I need to purchase the premium plus to make sure I can get access to Grok. You know what I'm saying?
I bought it. I have Premium Plus. You cannot use Grok in Chile. It is not allowed here, so I do not have access to it, which was tough. Alfalfa also asked for you to apologize for the performance of your friend tech key, Nick, which apparently is near or at zero. So on all fronts, we are seeing a barrage of attacks against our senior news correspondent, Nick O'Neill.
Well, hold on. You're just the other aspect. I didn't feel attacked at all. Okay. On the news side, I didn't feel attacked. In terms of the friend tech keys, who the fuck is using friend tech still?
Dude, season two is live. What are you talking about?
It's like blaming, Kevin Rose for the floor price of Moonbirds. Like, that's just not fair, you know?
Well, I don't know about that. And speaking of Moonbirds, we have the CEO of Moonbirds here, Bunny.
I like seeing Nick's misinformation campaign like really stepped up a notch. I pinned this to MySpace last night to immediately met with a barrage of old Nick predictions that did not come true. I thought this one was legit.
I got DMs from Moonbirds people soon after saying, one, pretty sure this isn't true. Then another Moonbirds person reached out to me and said, how dare you, effectively. And I said, I'm sorry. But legitimately, the source that I got this from, I did view as reliable, and I decided to run with it.
I still think it's true.
My favorite part was when you quote tweeted the original one, and then you were like dispelling the initial rumor that you yourself started. You started the rumor, and then you did a follow-up tweet to dispel your own rumor.
Look, I got to call out the people who are responsible for the misinformation. And so that's just our duty. So I appreciate Clemente acknowledging it and apologizing on behalf of the newsroom. That newsroom does not always speak for me.
But to be fair, many times, Nick, you've just been avant-garde, just ahead of the curve. Like some of your predictions, some of your rumors have actually turned out to be correct, but just like with a 4 to 6, 8 week delay. So you never know. This could be true, but we're just seeing a slight delay and it could come out next year. I don't know.
Clemente, are you the one running the Twitter account?
Well, that was a collaboration with someone else. We're kind of brainstorming some stuff. But Nick, I will say
it's fake news.
Yeah, I said it was a formal apology. Nick, people come to us for news. People come to the Nifty portal every day for the Nifty Daily Digest, which is in the running for NFT newsletter of the year, by the way. We've been nominated. Yeah. So when they see that and they see in your bio you're associated with the Nifty portal, that is not a good look for us. We're striving to be professional. You know what? Frankly, I think Bunny should be promoted to senior news correspondent. He's never gotten fake news wrong before. He got the Magic Eden news before anyone else. Leaked it on the show. That was some fire alpha.
Here's the deal.
What else is in the running for the newsletter?
What do you mean? Other competitors?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Rugs to Riches on there.
Stacked category this year.
It's a lot. There's a lot of people that are competing for it's a prestigious award. Very prestigious award. And frankly, I've put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into making that Nifty Daily Digest as professional, as fire as possible. EZ and I are cooking up some stuff for 2024 that I haven't even told Nick about yet, frankly, because I'm scared he's going to leak it. People are going to be like, yo, what's going on? No, I'm going to drop that fire January 2nd. Stay tuned. But yeah, you know, it's just, I just wanted to voice my frustration as someone that has poured their blood, sweat, and tears into this. You know how many meme coins I've lost out on, Nick, because I'm writing this fire newsletter every day? I'm broke, frankly, because of this.
The newsletter had no impact on that. I think what was driving that was the fact that you wear wife beaters on this show.
Why is he naked?
Like, what's going on there? So, like, did we need to see that?
He's so broke, he can't afford a whole shirt.
Yeah. What do you mean? I had to sell the rest of my shirts. I called Gary Vee. I'm like, yo, dude, what do you think I should do to try to make some money? And he's like, yo, did you sell your silverware already? I'm like, yep, sold that. You sell your chair? I'm like, yep, sold that already. He's like, what about your shirts? I'm like, dog, I got like 6 shirts. So I was like, all right, saw all of them, but that tank top, dude. And yesterday I showed up with a tank top. Pio goes, yo, your shoulders need some work. Apparently I have bad shoulders. So I'm just taking L's all around, and I can't even get a newsletter to go out on time.
I weigh more than Pio, and I'm half a foot shorter, and that's not because I'm fat, okay? So I'm just letting it, you know, for it's just unfair for him to be calling people out and body shaming them, okay?
And speak of the devil, you know what? I bought AVAX. I revealed that I bought AVAX this week, and it just is dumped literally 12% since I sent that tweet. It just hit $44. This is just a disaster.
You just requested to come on. You knew that one. You knew that that shot was not going to stand. Okay. Pio's coming on momentarily to body shame all of us.
Yeah.
Pio, go ahead. Talk to us real quick about are we jerks because we didn't cook fresh bacon from the farmer's market this morning? What's going on?
Oh, he's not saying anything.
He's staying silent.
Well, that's totally fine. We're going to go ahead and get started with the show. Signal, I'll pass it over to you in a second. We're just going to give a quick shout out to the partners of today's show and the official wallet partner of Bodago's, Phantom. And they are the leading wallet for all things crypto and NFTs. And guess what they announced this week? They announced support for Bitcoin. I know Peel likes that one. Look, and he's throwing up emojis left and right. You can
throw up emojis, but he can't unmute. Can you believe that? That's ridiculous.
Hey, but guess what?
Nick, we got breaking news. The Points Pooch Parlor is officially sold out.
There we go. Wow.
The PPP has just sold out.
That's the wrong. Keep with the Phantom.
So, hey, guess what? With Phantom, you can now buy, sell, trade, or transfer Bitcoin, Ordinals, and BRC20 tokens. Ever heard of them? Ever heard of the God chain? They just announced support for it. And now you can have support for all four blockchains. Hey, Solana, Ethereum, Polygon, Bitcoin. So you can go to phantom.app and import your ETH wallet today, or just create a fresh one and transfer your assets there. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. So shout out to Phantom and Signal. I'll throw it over to you whenever you're ready.
Hold on. We have
where'd you find this?
Breaking news. The Points. What the hell is this thing called?
The Point PPP.
Pooch Prize Plaza is just sold out. Okay. So get Gordon's Backseat, also known as Bored Ape Kennel Club. Technically, it closes in 22 minutes. And then what there will be is a 5-minute processing period to just keep with the peas. And then it will complete the processing. Okay, we don't call it. It's not a drawing. It's a processing. Okay,
that's fucking illegal.
Who's
damn? Yeah. So, all right. Anyways, thank you so much, guys. We're gonna be seeing that live.
What is Pio? Pio
is that Pio?
Yeah, Pio's get interrupting.
So.
That's fucking illegal.
Okay.
We have a rogue PO. Another just unprofessional display from our fellow co-host PO, who has not only been unprofessional with his sounds, hey, he's been body shaming myself, saying I have bad shoulders. So we have an appointment actually with the head of HR and CEO of Moonbirds, Bunny, happening later this afternoon to address that before the holidays. Because frankly, hey, I'm going to be dieting during Christmas now because I don't want my shoulders to get too flabby. But anyways, Signal, we apologize once again, please.
Flabby shoulders. I don't even know that that's a situation that can occur.
I hate when my shoulders are flabby.
Signal, please, whenever you're ready.
Can't work with you guys. My God, it is Points Pooch Friday, the 10th December, this 22nd. That market volume, it's cooking. It's coming in at 22 million Blur at 16 OpenSea, almost at 4 Solana, just roasting away at 12 million. We look at the market leaders looking over there. We have Azuki and D-Gods, they're down about 5%. The Grapes, they're also down about 22%. But we do have Sproto Gremlins and Beans up around 15%. If you look at the big four stories over the past 24 hours at number ones, it's all about Solana. It saw another face melting pump to nearly $100 before pulling back. It's now around the $93 range. If you've been listening to the show for the past year, Easy's been telling you to buy. Did you buy? You'd be rich. The not so good news, though, for the Solana NFTs, as we saw, is that they pulled back on this pump. They pulled back about 20% across the board. You got Mad Lads at 190, Tensorians at 110, Klaynos at 44, and Bodogos at 9. On to the second story, looking over at ETH, we're seeing some signs of life as ETH saw an overnight 3% pump, a pump for ants, they call it, to $2,300, and it's actually nearing a new 2023 high. This did kick off some action on the meme coins as Pepe pumped 12% to almost a 600 million market cap, with other tokens like Shiba and Doge, they're still lagging behind. On to the third story, over on the new tokens, we had the Solana meme coin dog with hat ripped to almost 350 million market cap before pulling back overnight, and the highly anticipated Grapecoin launch got off to a slow start. It's down about 45% from its debut with a market cap of 21 million. And then lastly, over on Proof, Kevin Rose confirmed that he's going to take a one-year hiatus from Twitter starting in the new year, and Nifty Nick falsely reported news of a completed Moonbirds acquisition, to which the Proof head of community, aka Stevie, she squashed this news, calling it completely false, just lies. Moonbirds can continue to dip. They're down about 30% in the last 7 days to a 1.4 ETH floor. That is all for the weather report. It is back to you folks in the studio.
Remember how it's always the head of community that's like commenting on news stories? Are they suddenly the ones responsible for reporting on acquisitions? Clemente would have no fucking clue if we got acquired. Like, I'm just letting you know. Like,
whoa, dude.
And then,
Clemente, don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. They probably wouldn't even tell me. Yeah, like, I'd probably still be like completely in the dark.
Nick is impossible to get a hold of. And hey, but we're working on it. 2024 New Year's resolution is for us to get better at communicating, frankly. But hey, some updates from the Nifty Daily Digest, which you didn't receive this morning if you were subscribed at thenifty.com, because we're still figuring out some kinks in the coding. But it happens. We're learning, and 2024 is going to be a new year for the Daily Digest, which is in the running for Newsletter of the Year, by the way. NFT Newsletter of the Year.
Who's running that? The sort of newsletter rankings, like who's publishing those?
TMZ.
TMZ was talking about it. Bloomberg. I heard DGen News is all over it. Yeah, we're competing with DGen News because they've been dropping some fire recently that we have not been able to come up with. But anyway, some updates from the Nifty Daily.
It's all good. You only were able to make it to like three stories today in the newsletter anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, like you were so busy writing the newsletter, like you said, that it was impossible to trade meme coins. Yet here you are with three stories.
I got some fire coming. Just wait. First story is Jupiter confirmed that their JUP token, JUP, will be launching in January. And that is going to be some exciting news. Easy. Will that be an airdrop coming as well?
We're not sure if it's an airdrop or a claim. I think it's going to be a claim, like some of these other ones, where they'll have a site, you go there, you press the little button, and then you get it.
It's Jupe token, not JUP, okay? That's the proper way to say it, Jupe.
Got it. Okay,
well, Nick is incorrect. Nobody on Solana can read. It's JUP.
All right. Well, just because the Solanans,
don't insult our Solana audience. They're called Solana Manlets. Shout out to Solana Manlets. We appreciate all of you, and we apologize for Nick's behavior. Next story: Solana Mobile announced that due to an overwhelming demand for Saga, their Saga phone, they had a problem with their inventory, resulting in many customers receiving a refund and an order cancellation email yesterday. Nick, did you receive one of those?
No, your boy's getting a Solana phone still. Signal, did you get one of those cancellation emails?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Signal.
I know, man. I was so pissed off. It was the first thing I saw this morning. I do that horrible thing where I wake up and check my phone. It just ruined my day. This is why you shouldn't check your mobile on the first thing that you do. Yeah, I ordered too late. I'm really sad. I had the right trade. I had the wrong timing. But doesn't matter. I'm going to pick my chin up, go trade some meme coins and make it all back. or I'll just go on eBay and buy one for $5,000.
Solana Mobile, my it's still confirmed. So if I didn't receive that, I'm still good to go, right?
Yeah, if you didn't get the email, basically, yeah, it's a high chance that you didn't get canceled. You know what? I knew that you'd get the phone, Nick. I knew it. I was thinking about it in the shower after that. I was like, you know what? I don't know what star sign you are. I can't remember what you are. But it's like, you've got that kind. Yeah, Pisces. You've got that kind of luck. I could just tell you're going to get it.
Yeah, he's been getting.
what were you going to say, Clemente? Please go ahead. Flatter me.
I said you've been getting lucky lately. Yeah. With all those things, you've been throwing money and you've been printing. I think it's all luck. But frankly, it's affecting your job performance, according to the head of HR. I filed a complaint with him. But anyways.
I've worked harder than pretty much anybody for the past, 30 minutes, okay? And so I'm getting tired of everyone saying, Nick, you've fallen off. Look, sometimes, everybody told me I fell off. Maybe I needed that, you know?
Quoting Humpty Dumpty. That's a really great, really well done, Nick. Acetify announced that
that's Drake, by the way, Clemente.
Okay, I'll show you the meme, Nick. But hey, Acetify announced the start of community rounds. We were talking about Acetify. They're a partner of ours. And their first community round will be with Arcana, which is a Web3 game. And their seed holders will be able to buy, basically participate in this round for the FAR token, and which it'll also be listing in January 2024. Easy, did I miss anything on Seedify or Farcana here?
Nothing specific on those two. I think Farcana is a huge mint that a lot of people are excited about, but there's multiple others that are dropping too. Bloodloop is the one that I'm most excited for. It's a mobile game, top-down, I think 3v3 or 5v5 shooter, and that hasn't dropped yet. So the easiest way is to get S-Fund, stake it, and then you can participate in these if you have staked S-Fund. To get allow list and other allocations.
So I need to stake the S fund because I bought S fund, but I haven't staked it. So that's what I need to do here.
Yeah, go stake it. And then what happens is based on that, you can receive allocation.
How do you so you go to there is Seedify on Ethereum?
Binance Smart Chain.
What? I need to use Binance Smart Chain to get access to this.
Yep. And while you're at it, Nick, how about you buy some Grapecoin?
No, I'm not on that one.
Now we're just chilling our bags.
Dude, I'm down so bad on that, bro.
I told you.
Wait, that's Easy's advice. Easy told you to wait 48 hours.
No, and hey, guess what? I bought the dip, dude. And I was freaking going in there. Hey, you know, I'm like, yo, this is my conviction play, yo. I'm dropping some. I started just plowing some money in there.
I don't feel good about this trade, man. I'm going to be honest. This one just feels like an L. Why aren't you on Solana trading meme coins? That's where you should be operating. Whiff had a pump that moved on to, what was the one we got a text message on yesterday, Easy?
Popcat. Cat pop.
Popcat. And I did not make that trade. Here's how bad that went. I sold 50% of my Whiff to move it over to Popcat, and then I couldn't complete the trade on Popcat because the pair is USDC on Solana, not Solana. So I just held it in Sol, which turned out to not be a bad thing, by the way. But I ended up missing out on the pump from Dog Whiff Hat and just held on to Solana, which is just disappointing that I didn't. Follow through with the entire trade, but I'm not hopping into the next meme coin. I don't know how much longer y'all think this season is going to last.
3 months.
You think meme coin season is going to last 3 months?
Right. Maybe two. Yeah. I think it's going to keep running just cause like there's so much liquidity right now. The big thing is like obviously ETF news in January. If we just chop before then and through then, meme coins are going to run. Those and NFTs will rally. I mean, the NFT market on Sol is down like 30% today. Like it just got absolutely punched in the face. Everything is down 25% because Sol giga sent. So like that's not unsurprising. But now I think we're going to end up seeing this consolidation chop here where even Sol like pushed off of 100, huge mental number. And now we're going to see this consolidation period where the rest of these like leveraged bets are what's going to continue to trend.
I'd like to see the consolidation at $80. Fuck 90, dude. Like, this is getting out of control. This moved a little too quickly for a lot of us, and many people missed out on the trade. I'm still about to ape in more money just because I can't stand how rich Easy's getting over here. And so I'm gonna have to take all my life savings, plow it into Solana. You know it's gonna pull back 30% then. You know it's gonna pull back 30% then. And but I will say the TVL on Solana is now up to 1.3 billion. So
I added more, Nick, actually, off the back of your advice the other day, where you said in the last run, Solana, all it did was just go up. And you were like, if you'd stayed on the sidelines, you would just not have got a pullback. So I actually added more around $79-$80 because I remembered what you said, and it's doing exactly what you basically advised. But yeah, yeah. I don't think it's a bad idea.
And I'm still adding periodically. What's difficult is it's difficult doing it in a significant amount where you're like, oh, I'm gonna put in, like, I don't have the. I have a significant amount in crypto now, and NFTs. I think that bag is up to well over 50% of my entire liquid portfolio, I would say, not my illiquid. Like, I'm not including retirement funds and things like that. But it's a difficult position to be buying when the candles are going straight up. It's just difficult. But if you, to your point, if you look at Solana on the weekly chart, the last time it pumped, it basically went straight up to 200. So, with all of the hype going around Solana right now, there is a non-zero chance that we see a similar pattern occur here. And what's difficult is a lot of people are like, there's a lot of people that, I'd say Ethereum people, who I still see tweeting begrudgingly about this because they're like, what the hell is going on? And they're really pissed about it. Someone said, stand back easy. He's deploying the trust fund. By trust fund, I'm taking all the gains from Bored Apes that I made when Bunny kept holding. I was selling at the top.
Here we go again with the Bored Ape comments. He loves to rub that one in, folks. Hey, I'm in conversation with Pio's mom, to be honest, about taking a loan from her so I can buy more Solana. So stay tuned. We're talking. We're gonna make this happen.
That was crazy. That was crazy. That was crazy. If Pio was here personally, I wouldn't take that.
What the hell are you even talking about? I don't even get that joke. Was kind of a weird one. I'm gonna be honest, Clemente. You should feel ashamed for that.
I do feel ashamed. As soon as I said it, I was like, that was not gonna hit. So I want to move on and talk.
I just want to complete your thought there by saying, I may legitimately take out a loan on my Punk, which is the is what I've been considering.
Your Bitcoin Punk or your ETH Punk?
My ETH Punk, because I have a bunch of money that's been sitting in fucking a bond for that is done in February, and I'm missing out on the entire run, and I wanted to take that whole thing and roll it into crypto. And unfortunately, I missed out on a huge chunk. The question is here, before we move on, Clemente, for Easy, would you take most of that and put it into AVAX or stick with Solana here?
I'd go 65-35 split on it. 65% SOL, 35% AVAX.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Just because I still think SOL upside is still great here. Like, you and me were texting yesterday. Yeah.
It's going to blow past 1,000 as far as I'm concerned. The target is 500, like definitive, or 500-600.
Like 680 for me is what I want.
My real expectation is 1,000, but when the expectation is 1,000, if we really get a bull market pump, although Mark Yusko, who was on yesterday, seemed to think that, like, because there's less leverage in the system, that you're not going to get the same sort of pump that you got in 2021, which I do agree with. That said, FOMO causes insane pumps, and it has it with Bitcoin in the past as well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the market get fairly irrational, and I'm quite excited for that, to be completely
honest. But do you not think as well this is potentially a good time to be adding ETH if you do want to add more ETH, just simply because, like, if the BT, if the ETF gets approved, that means the ETH ETF is more likely to get approved, which means that there's definitely a lag with ETH. I still think it's going to pump. And I think this is a time to be sort of adding a little bit more rather than adding SOL. Like, so that AVAX SOL split that you just spoke about, I'd be adding like ETH in there as well, because I do think there's a delay. And if the BT, if the ETF gets approved, the ETH ETF gets approved, and that will start to get priced, that will start to get added into the price.
Yep. Everyone who's holding significant ETH holdings keep saying that. I keep hearing it, and all I keep seeing going up is Solana. No, but you are right. I think ETH, the target for everyone right now for ETH is 10K. That's been the target for a long time. That's a little less than 5X from here. I saw some commenters say the $1,000 target on Solana is ridiculous. Well, here's the deal. Right now, Solana is basically, what's the percentage? 15% or a little less than 15% of ETH. And so I think that ratio could get up to a third. So you could still see a 2X, which would be a third from here. If Ethereum's market cap goes up, let's call it 5X, we're at 1.25 trillion on the Ethereum market cap. And if 1.25 trillion is the market cap there, and you get one third for Solana, then you get $412 billion market cap for Solana, which would be a greater than 10X move from here, which means that you still end up with $930 is where that's at. And if the other thing to take into consideration is Bitcoin's price action relative to all of this, because if we see a 5X on Bitcoin from here, you're looking at a $4 trillion market cap on Bitcoin. And with that as a comparable basis, anything is possible, which is why I think on a blow-off top situation, it could Solana could extend well beyond 1,000. That's how I'm coming up with that math. Does that make a ton of, like, does any of this make sense? Well, not necessarily, but where you can make the argument that it does is that you have institutional investment coming in. And the grand market cap of all of this right now is 1.65 trillion. How do you figure out the market cap of gold? I don't know.
I think Mike yesterday said that he sees the total market cap being around 15 trillion.
Of 14 trillion. So that's what I'm seeing here. So if that's 14 trillion for gold, then I think the entire crypto industry could define it. And I know that, PO is cringing with the terminology that I'm using by including Bitcoin in that statement. But the bottom line is, it would make sense that Bitcoin could significantly pump. And historically, what we've seen is all the altcoins have gone and pumped past Bitcoin on those multiples. So if we're still seeing a entire market going up over 7-8X from here, then yeah, Solana should be one of the primary recipients from this. And if you go down the chart, down to like AVAX, for example, I think that's one that definitely has growth potential, but Solana just seems still like the obvious play, and it's just don't fade it and have some Ethereum and have some Bitcoin.
PO's hand is raised. I'm going to throw over to him in just a second, but real quick, in case no one is aware, we're also live on YouTube. That link is pinned up top. But PO, anything to add here? I saw your hand was raised.
Everything Signal said, in my opinion, about Ethereum is like totally 1,000% what I would have said too. You're going to see a significant run on Ethereum. What I will say is that Ethereum is going to go up by like, I don't know, 30% or something like that, which is obviously a lot from like a traditional investing standpoint. That's like a big move. And the Ethereum folks that have enormous bags of Ethereum are going to celebrate that move as if it's like, you know, the next coming of Jesus, pretty much. But when you compare it to the moves that AVAX and Solana have been making as really like, you know, notable and what I would like call solid assets, I'm not that impressed by the upcoming move from Ethereum. Having said that, I do think it's very interesting to accumulate more Ethereum right now. Arthur Hayes swapping Solana to Ethereum is very interesting to me. And I'm going to leave all the Bitcoin stuff completely alone because I don't think anybody wants me to talk about it.
30% is insulting. So that's interesting that Pio said that. I think he meant to say 300%.
No, I mean, in the next month.
Okay. Well, I don't.
Or like make, 45 days or 60 days.
So I don't make short-term predictions like that, Pio. I mean, and I thought you knew better than that, but I'll allow that to happen.
I'm literally making a short-term price prediction on Ethereum. I'm saying it's going to go up.
Bunny, I see you're unmuted. As someone who has some of his exposure, a lot of his exposure on Ethereum, given that you have a Bored Ape, how do you feel about that prediction?
I mean, dude, you guys sound crazy. Solana is up tremendously. Like, to switch now from ETH to Solana seems like a huge mistake because ETH hasn't moved at all. No, like, Solana's just not going to go straight up forever to $1,000, guys.
Let's quote that. Timestamp it, Clemente. This is going to be a good one because Bunny is going to be having some of that ETH cope is what he's dealing with right now. We've seen it going around on the timeline. Hey, Bunny, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I do think you're right, though. Switching from ETH to Solana may not be a move. It's basically just continue to add to your bags for the time being. Look, the majority of people still are not in this. We recorded an I'm not going to say what yesterday happened because I'm waiting for the video that we publish. But let me just say this. We spoke to a lot of people in New York yesterday about Solana. That's what I will say. And any guesses as to how many people knew about Solana amongst the people
one.
We spoke to? Bunny guesses one. Signal.
Three.
Clemente says three. Signal.
I'm going to say
zero.
I'm going to say two.
Easy is correct. It's zero. And no one wanted a Solana. There was no interest from anybody in the market for Sol. So just from that standpoint, that means if none of them know what it is, they all know what Doge is, but none of them have any idea what Solana is. We got some upside potential here.
I did a test with my sister. I'm like, yo, what do you think the top cryptos are? She goes, Bitcoin, Ethereum. And then she said Dogelon, Dogecoin. And then she's like, what was that token? She said, come rocket. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, she didn't.
Oh, yeah, cummies.
I'm dead serious. She's like, isn't that like a popular one? I'm like, what about Solana? I don't know what that is. What is that? It was also interesting. I'm over here in Chile. I'm trying to onboard the Chileans to Solana instead of Ethereum, to be honest.
I think I am underexposed to ETH, so I'm going to add another $5,000 right now just to, you know.
Continue. You should buy a Moonbird to atone for, like, your mess up.
Yeah, I think you should set the record straight. And, hey, they have dipped 30% in the last 7 days. You can get in at 1.4 right now. While Nick is buying a Moonbird, easy, if Solana hypothetically goes to $250, whatever that looks like, if it sees a mega pump, what does that look like for Solana meme coins? How is that a leverage?
They'll get slammed. No, they'll get slammed. Like, you need Solana to consolidate for meme coins to run. Like, you need it to just range for a while. That's the big thing. It's like, in this market, if it's not ranging, you're kind of in trouble. Just how the market works. Like, meme coins do the best when the larger token, the primary token, continues to range. Same with NFTs.
Got it. Got it. That's interesting. So that's a bearish take on Bonk, on Whiff, but they seem to kind of be holding recently. Easy, how do you feel about Pepe's recent action? It's up 15% in the last 24 hours. Do you think that if Ethereum sees a pump here, some of these meme coins on ETH could see a little bit of a signs of life?
It's tough to say. It's really tough to say. I mean, I'm not interested in Pepe here. I think it's had its run. I think it's done its thing. And you never got the Coinbase listing that a lot of people wanted. You never got some of these other ones. So for me, I'm staying away from it. ETH meme coins in general, like gas, just basically eliminates you from being able to quickly get in and out of them, which some people say is a feature, not a bug. Personally, I'd rather stay on the Solana side of things where it's instant, it's fun, it's chaotic.
Pepe is up 21% in the last 24 hours. Guys, I'm up on this thing now. I was down bad on Pepe. I might be easy. Should I be selling this thing, dude?
What's the market
that's
cap?
That's up to you, Chief.
The market cap is 640 million.
So it's definitely going up to 1 billion, but you're looking for a 40, or what is that? 40 divided by 60 is like 80%, something like that. Or seven, that was bad math, 67%. So you're looking for a 67% gain. What you also could do is just buy some like AVAX or Solana, and still eventually you're going to get that. But if you're looking for that short-term trade, you know, yeah, Pepe could be the move. I also think Dog Whiff Hat is still interesting. To me, it feels potentially competitive with Pepe. That said, the $1 billion market cap on all these meme coins is the top. So the top could be right below that. So it is weird holding basically any of these things. Yeah, like it's weird holding any of these things for an extended period of time.
Got it. That's good to know. We had a Blate and apparently a couple of people talking that Pepe is making some moves here. I believe this is the reason for the pump. They tweeted out 8 hours ago that the Pepe moving funds.
Sorry,
wallet. I don't know what this means, but Nick, before we throw over, I want to throw it over to you real quick because it appears the PPP results are ready. Seeing from a couple of comments, in case you want to announce that.
I can't believe we missed the freaking drawing. Oh, Clemente, what the hell? I lost.
God damn it, Clemente.
You should have had that on the schedule.
All right, well, what do we want to do here? Do we want to announce it? Do you know who can, do you see who can win? Because I just saw I lost.
Yeah, it just says who if you won or lost. Did anyone in the Discord win? Are we seeing any results in there? Because I can go look it up and find out who won. Okay, so I'm about to get that real quick.
Awesome.
But can you check the Discord?
I'm checking the Discord right now. I'm just seeing a lot of FUD comments about my shoulder. Yeah. Okay. No, we're not reading those. No,
they're not talking about your shoulders. I think what they're talking about is the fact that you missed the opportunity to put this on screen and have us watch the winner revealed. A lot of people saying that they lost in the comments.
This is going to be a hard way to figure out the winner if we just sift through all the I lost comments.
Well, that's the way, dude, this is the type of coding that I do.
Yeah. Hey, so if you won, if you by any chance,
oh my God,
if you won the game, go to our Twitter show and comment, I won, hashtag I won the PPP.
Who?
Finn?
I think this may be the actual Finn. That's their username on our site.
Phin.
Yeah,
it'd be Finn. There's only one Finn.
I don't know.
He tweeted 3 minutes ago about Web3 games. I'm gonna comment. Yo, Finn, did you win the hashtag PPP? Can you go to the nifty.com/PPP to see if you won? We're gonna get some live reporting. But Nick,
I just talked to him. He won.
He did?
Yeah, he won.
Oh, he's requesting. He's requesting. Here we go. We're getting some breaking news here. Possible winner of the PPP. He's connecting right now.
This is bullshit, though. People are saying it's rigged, and I actually kind of feel the same way. How is it influencers that win this shit? Farouk got...
Hold on, real quick. When we did Chase the Bear, a guy that nobody had ever heard of, like literally no one knew who the guy was. He was just like a Bodago's holder that wasn't active on Twitter and the Discord one. And everyone said that was rigged. No matter what, when there's a high value giveaway, people are going to say it's rigged.
Well,
comments are agreeing with you, P.O. Finn, Web3 gaming influencer and an up-and-coming content creator who's just been dominating the gaming world. Being called allegedly part of the Web3 gaming cabal, how do you feel? And can you confirm that you indeed won the PPP, the Bored Ape Kennel Club?
I can confirm I won. I would like to make it clear. I bought 200 raffle tickets. So if anyone would like to
question... It's not a raffle, Finn.
Sorry. I don't know what it is, but I bought 200 tickets to it.
It's a giveaway, Finn.
They're not tickets.
I ordered. It says your raffle result.
Oh shit! I gotta fix that. But ignore that. Okay. Good thing we didn't screen share that one. All right. It's the Pooch Prize Plaza. You bought a Pooch Prize potential
PPP. I bought PPPs and I bought 203 PPPs. So
we love the PPPs. So Finn, what do you plan on doing with this Bored Ape Kennel Club, known as the Bodogos on ETH? Basically, that's what it's kind of we're being compared as one of the top projects. What are you going to do with this Bored Ape Kennel Club that you now have?
Well, you know, like Bunny, as a now fellow Yuga asset owner, I'm gonna sit on my high horse a little bit. I'm gonna let people know that I own a Yuga asset, and I'm going to make it known that I am basically an ape holder.
Will you be PFPing it?
Absolutely not. So, maybe I'll put it like on my shoulder or something.
So I need to. We're gonna have to send it. You did connect your ETH wallet to it, right?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Yeah.
Yep, right there.
Okay, well, I will send it to, I do see that, the OX1B wallet. I will send to that all wallet.
Right, whoa, let's not read off my wallet address there.
Okay.
Yeah. Finn, I apologize for new
professional. Come on, Nick. What's going on today?
Well, everyone's going to see it when it ends up in that wallet. Just letting you know. If you want it in another wallet, let me know. You know, all they got.
Let me send you a DM. We'll send it to my actual wallet instead of that, which is one of my burner wallets.
Okay. Well, should I read the next characters after that?
Yeah, I think you can just keep going. I think that's the burner, you know?
OX1B9A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the burner.
Interesting.
Right, well, thank you guys. Yeah. I'm stoked. This is a good way to wake up today. I hopped on Twitter, had to tune in, was listening to some wonderful chats. I was looking at the dog with hat chart, looking to buy, and then this happened. So good day.
Yeah, we really needed this win after the kind of disastrous 12 hours for the Nifty Portal reputation that we've been trying to uphold for the last few months. So, but yeah, I mean, we're seeing a lot of rigged comments, receiving a lot of FUD. My DMs Here's are blowing up.
I'll publish the code. What the real thing you can debate whether or not it's the riggedness factor is really based on the random function in Postgres. So that's what you're looking for. And if you want to debate how random that random function is, you can debate it with me. But that's the only thing. That's what is used. And I'll even publish the code so you guys can see it.
I'm looking forward to rolling up my sleeves and reading this code and making sure.
I'm getting Saigar and FUBAR on the case. I'm just telling you, rolling up the sleeves to make sure this is not rigged.
You better be ready. You better be ready because those guys. A tweet from them saying that this thing is exposed.
I'm publishing the full code of the class inside of. No one's gonna know what to do with it, but it's right now. I have now published it. In the Discord.
Oh wow! Yeah, so Jose Maloxo is going to be sitting down with a cup of cocoa to be going through it. Nice little snow activity to be doing on a Saturday. Awesome. Well, we'll be checking that out. I'll be sifting through it myself. I'll put that thing through ChatGPT and I'll be seeing if we get anything. Jay Lettuce Wrist is saying that kennel dog will be on the floor by 5 p.m. So prediction coming from Jay about Finn's possible maneuvers to be a quote unquote flooring it and getting the fuck out. But hey, that's just from, you didn't hear it from me. But before we wrap, Signal, I know you've been doing a lot of research in the last couple of weeks in the NFT market and crypto as a whole, trying to get yourself ready for 2024. Have you I'm curious what you've been thinking through and if you have any possible takeaways that you've had that you want to share with us.
Yeah. So I've been, I basically took the weekend to sit down and just go through a bunch of spaces that I had heard but wasn't re-listening to properly. So I came back, listened to those recordings. I went through a bunch of Discords and a bunch of Telegram groups that I'm in. And I wrote down basically everything that I'd heard, which are potential, you know, 1,000x's, 10x's, 5x's, whatever, across all sectors. And what I ended up with was pages of notes of all these plays, and it just felt incredibly overwhelming and as if I needed unlimited capital to be able to deploy into all these opportunities. And what my takeaway was that, look, at the end of the day, I'm going to just have to look around and be very comfortable with lots of people making money around me. That was number one, not to have FOMO about that as we go into this cycle. Number two was to pick my lanes. I just decided there's certain lanes I'm not going to play this cycle because I don't have the knowledge nor the time to be able to be in that lane. One of them is gaming. Gaming is absolutely printing. I know that, but I'm just not going to be chasing that lane. And I decided that I will instead just have less plays and also not to try and chase these 100,000 X's. Like, for me, I know that's not going to work, but what I will do is go after five to 10 X's, stuff that I think is going to 5 to 10 X, have maybe between 10 to 15 plays of that. And that's how I'll make my win, and to have an exit number on all of these and a total exit number that I want to go after. So I just want to be very strategic going into this cycle. I feel much more prepared. And I think the most important thing is to be able to say no, know what you want to say no to rather than trying to chase everything. That's what was my biggest takeaway from my research.
Got it. That's good to know. I've been feeling that myself. I've been in the last couple of weeks, I've just been burning through my ETH, just been thrown in a bunch of different places. And it's so easy to get lose your discipline and just start throwing things. And all of a sudden you're down 30% across the board. Cough, cough, grape coin. I don't know what Easy was telling me about to buy that thing, cause I'm just freaking down terribly, but that's good to know, Signal. I'm curious for you, like what sectors, I guess, or what plays do you feel like are your level or your area of expertise that you're doing more research on?
So I'm doing most of my stuff will be airdrop farming, but over on Solana. And that I'm just happy to go and dive into because I just think the gas fees really is an issue over on Ethereum. I have my bag of Ethereum. I'm happy with it. But it's really frustrating when you have the right call like Pepe earlier this year, and then you try and close your position and everybody is trying to close their position at the same time. And you're paying like 200, 300 bucks. You're just like, well, the trade was wrong. Like, well, the trade was right, but the exit is wrong. And I don't want to see my gains go to gas. So this is why I'm playing over on Solana, airdrop farming. There's plenty of opportunities over there. And that's my lane. That's my lane for this cycle.
Got it. Do you, Nick, or Easier, or anyone, is there any chance that in 2024 we see any realistic ETH like decline, or like that this thing is no longer the number two?
Yes. Yes. So there's a couple of things I want to say on that. Before I do and comment on the Ethereum situation, I just want to point out the Discord was shocked when they read the code that I published in there because it's so damn legible. It's plain English. That's the beauty of that code. And a lot of people.
Those variables, Nick, are a little bit questionable, though. Okay. I will say.
We may need to switch some of. I was updating the public version of it, okay? But I was writing what the code ends up doing. In terms of Ethereum, I'm going to say, dude. Why is anyone going to go build on Ethereum now? You know, when you see the Solana price action, when you see how right we were, when you realize that Solana is the future of, you know, L1s and provides the best user experience, why are you going to go back to Ethereum right now? You know, oh, because you want to buy a Bored Ape? Those were so 2021, buddy. Damn. Like, what's going to happen now? You're gonna go buy a Moonbird?
All the most expensive PFPs still exist on Ethereum. You understand that, right?
They do, and I own them. So that is actually.
Hey Nick, did you know this week there was a trending collection getting a lot of volume? Solana Punks. Even though I believe there was some controversy there, I think there were two Solana Punks. But Nick, to respond to this claim, we're seeing a live look at Solana breaking through previous. I think you TA people call it resistance. Levels. This thing is ripping. It's up 5% in the last 24 hours. And in the last literally 30 minutes, it's getting close to a new 2023 high. So
what are you talking about in the last 20 minutes? It's at 94. Last night it tapped off 100.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about Ethereum.
Oh, Ethereum. My apologies.
Ethereum's ripping right now. It's at 2335.
Dude, they saw that I bought.
Hey,
yo. Well, I didn't say 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I front ran that, bought it because you texted me, said you were going to come on and talk about how Ethereum is the future, has a 30% upside in the short term. And I said, wait to say it. You waited. I bought. And then now I'm benefiting from that because the whole market was listening to that commentary.
Yeah. And by the way, people are telling me don't buy ETH. This is because Clemente's not on ETH. Hey, guess what? I own some, bro. I got hella ETH. Just some of it has been aped into Pepe. And I did use actually some of that ETH, now that I think about it, to buy a Grape coin yesterday. Never mind. that's look, just.
I actually think Pio's 30% statement is potent. Well, actually, no, it's more like 10% that I'm looking at here. The next level is 2508. And we're right now at 2337. So basically, you're looking at $170 buck upside here for the next level, which is 7%. I don't have any levels above that because it's just clear skies, you know, just going to be clear skies from here on out.
What would be like a, let's just say hypothetically, ETH just all of a sudden goes on a run and is like built some momentum, breaks the narrative, and people just start jumping on the ETH train again. Nick, what would be like a crazy bullish target for you here in January for ETH?
In January?
Yeah.
Well, 3,000. I think somewhere around that would be interesting. If it really goes on a run. What's interesting is all of the action prior to the Bitcoin ETF approval, which did we comment on the fact that yesterday that was the entire discussion going on yesterday evening, that it seems almost like guaranteed to be approved?
So could you explain to me what exactly happened? I didn't read into it too much. You
probably didn't put that in the newsletter or mention it all on the show. So yeah. So what happened last night was apparently all the ETFs, the Bitcoin ETFs, they got a call or a letter from the SEC to set up a call in which they were being told how to structure settle the trades for the ETF, basically. And there was specific wording that they were being told to use / instructed to use. And I think that the result of that implied to everybody, look, it's about to be approved. Like now it's just, they're just finalized. They're crossing the T's and dotting the I's at this point in time. And that by January 10th, it'll be, all of them will be approved.
Wow. So it, once they get approved, is it they get listed right away? Do we know? Or is it you get approved and you get instantly, or is there like a period where it doesn't get listed for a little while?
I don't know what the turnaround timing is from approval to live. I'm assuming it's fairly quick. I'm pretty sure that's like the last sort of step in the process.
Got it. And is there a world where the Bitcoin ETF just sees a mega pump or mega pumps Bitcoin? We see, let's say, a 5-10% gain. And then the next narrative is Ethereum ETF is next. And then we also see that the big run on ETH, basically.
That's literally what Signal just said. So, but hold on.
All right, well, I'm just reiterating.
As a man, let me re-explain that. So yes, Clemente, that's completely correct. What you're going to end up seeing here is people migrate, you know, over to ETH after, because they're anticipating the Ethereum ETF to come next. And I'm not aware of any easy. Is there any Solana ETF?
No.
Well, there you go. That's the situation that we're dealing with. So it does seem like Ethereum may have an immense amount of upside at this point in time. Look, just because we're bullish on Solana, by the way, I think this bull run is going to be particularly unique for Bitcoin because there's a significant amount of upside on Bitcoin still during this run. And this could be like Well, my target I said for Bitcoin was $250,000. So that was the number that I have. Mark Yusko seems to think that that's a fairly optimistic scenario for the for this cycle. But he seemed to like pseudo agree yesterday on the show. So yeah, the short answer is yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. And maybe you should listen to Signal more often, Clemente, instead of being a sexist prick.
So I was the reason why I wasn't paying attention was because I was reading the results. I was trying to read your code because the Discord is livid right now. They're saying this thing was again, some reports and some FUD actually in the Discord that I was trying to parse through. And yeah, you're going to be joining the meeting with HR along with PO that we're going to have later today.
They said, one person said, imagine not using Chainlink like a real Web3 truther and do this verifiable on-chain drawing. That stuff's just a waste of time. Okay. The reality is like the system worked. It did the drawing. Someone won that you guys did not. And you didn't. And you lost. So deal with it. Okay. There's a little bit of regret, but we're going to be releasing some new things imminently for bones holders. So there's more opportunities, and not all of them are going to involve the pooch points. What the hell is the thing called? I keep forgetting this.
Just go PPP. Pooch points, pooch price plaza. But before we wrap, easy, I have one more question because it's established that we possibly are pretty bullish on ETH, it seems, in 2024. What does that mean in your eyes for Ethereum NFTs? Are these things basically just barbecued at this rate, other than possibly some of the top blue chips?
Are they completely dead?
I'm like more interested in ETH NFTs right now because nobody else is. So like for me, but it's all the gaming stuff. Like gaming continues to drive a narrative. Overworld sitting at a 2.5 ETH floor. Matrix Cuckoo was all the way up over 3. We just saw Champions Ascension by Ubisoft at 0.2 from free. So just gaming bits in general, it's like just keep the focus. That meta is alive and well, and games that have an upcoming token that you get allocation for by owning the NFT will continue to run until one of these tokens from a major player flops. And if they continue to have tokenomics, great, but still, Dice Games, Block Games Dice is up 30%, 20% on the back of Grapecoin basically being a cook for everyone that sold immediately. And that's all most people care about. But I still think Grapecoin has a lot of legs. Like, that's just me personally. I think Grapecoin, like much of these token launches, is not like an instant go to zero thing. I think that you're going to end up seeing some pumps as Grapecoin continues to roll things out. They already have multiple mobile games, active user base, solid number of daily active users. And to me, it's just one of those things where if you got in the presale, you were up and a lot of people took profits. And now it's just like weather the storm and watch what happens after.
Got it. Easy, what do you think of this Farcana Mars Enigma Vault? I don't know if you have a take on it, but I thought it was interesting.
This was
here
a polygon drop. Incubated by Seedify.
Free mint, right?
Yeah, free mint. Really low supply, and they actually have a Bitcoin drop coming here too. So this one is really interesting to me. I mean, free to 1.3, you can't get much better than that. You know, like that's a good, honest, hardworking $3,000 almost that you just got if you participated in this. And it's shout out Seedify, our partners that we're going to continue to do some dope stuff with. I think that's one incubator that you got to keep eyes on and watch where it goes, because a lot of their games are just absolutely popping off and they have a ton of stuff on the horizon that I think will continue to do well.
I'm actually the BNB thing. I don't know how to do that at all. And do I need to have Binance in order to get this? What were you going to say? Who was speaking there?
I went on KuCoin, so I sent ETH to KuCoin yesterday, Nick, and then you can just transfer that into USDT and then go USDT to whatever token you want to buy.
Well, too bad KuCoin doesn't work in New York. Or
Sideshift.ai. Take a quick flight to Canada, and then you can bridge over to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, as the senior international representative, I am allowed to use KuCoin, dude. I'm on Binance. I'm on all these things, just ripping all these exchanges. I can participate in a lot of things, and the tax gains are different. So I'm navigating the space, the international waters. There's a lot less regulations here than in the United States of America, and I'm really reaping the benefits right now. So anyways, before we wrap, anything you guys want to add? Did I miss anything? Before we head out for this 3-day weekend, no show on Monday.
we're not doing a show. I thought everyone was going to be working Monday.
Nick, we are celebrating Christmas. I thought
I've worked on Hanukkah.
He brings up a valid point. We can't really argue that.
So, all right, I guess we're doing a show on Monday.
Yeah, you better be ready. So Christmas Eve, write that newsletter and make sure that everything is ready to go for our Monday morning show. See everybody Monday morning. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Well, see you guys Christmas morning, I guess. One more shout out to our partners of today's show and the official wallet partner of Bodago's, Phantom, the ultimate multi-chain wallet. They just announced support for Bitcoin, so you can trade Bitcoin, Ordinals, BRC20 tokens. You can do it all. And guess what? They got four major blockchains now. You can go on Polygon, Solana, Ethereum, and now Bitcoin, obviously, as I was just saying. And if you're interested in this, in case you're living under a rock and you don't have a Phantom wallet yet, you can do so. You can download and get the extension at phantom.app. You can import your wallet or you can make a new one. Nick?
I just think it's impressive what they're doing there. You know, a lot of the other wallets are chain specific. Phantom taking the chain agnostic position is absolutely incredible. The fact that they're supporting Bitcoin, ETH, and Solana makes them one of the most badass products in the market, if not the best in the market. There's people building Ordinal wallets, but they're just focused on Bitcoin. There's people building ETH wallets, shout out MetaMask, but they're just focused on ETH. There are snaps. We had a gentleman from my friend Christian on the show who runs product on that team where there are MetaMask does have the ability to work with other chains via that. But from a user experience standpoint, it's kind of hard to beat Phantom at this moment in time. They're just absolutely killing it. And with the Solana shitcoin season going on, a lot of people have been installing it. But despite all of that craziness going on, the majority of New York has no idea what the hell we're talking about, which is just a very bullish thing for the growth potential in this market. I'm very excited about Phantom and partnering with them.
So you were asking New Yorkers about the if they'd heard of various cryptos, I believe, and we're going to be seeing maybe some of that content next week.
I'm not going to say what the video was about, but you will see it.
Okay. Well, all right. That's just I didn't really appreciate that response, but we can talk about it after the show. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. We are done for the weekend. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Christmas if you celebrate. We are going to be it's still up in the air whether we'll be back on Monday, but if not, we will see you
on Tuesday.
We're not
going to be here Monday, Clemente, okay? I just wanted to get you after your disrespectful religious commentary at the beginning of the show, you know, and I just thought maybe you should just you deserve to feel a little bit awkward for a moment.
I certainly did. Anyways,
let's end the YouTube stream and I'll play some music for our
Thank Twitter. You all so much. We will be back.